Advocates say a yes vote on the Advanced Clean Trucks regulation would be a win for the Inland Empire, especially neighborhoods impacted by the diesel pollution from the region's thriving warehouse and logistics industry.
So I don't want to say that this is the only solution, but this is one of the solutions when it comes to addressing diesel pollution.
That's Anthony Victoria Medense, spokesperson for the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice. The rule, if approved, would be the first of its kind in the nation, requiring truck manufacturers over the next 15 years to switch more than half of their production of gas-powered vehicles over to electric battery and hydrogen-powered models. Trucks currently account for 25% of diesel pollution, according to the California Air Resources Board, which is why Victoria Medense, who has been working with the Sierra Club to raise awareness, says not only would this address the disproportionate effect of pollution on minority and low-income communities, but create jobs and infrastructure roles needed to facilitate the switch. Dr. Jimmy O'Day, a senior vehicles analyst for the Union of Concerned Scientists, agrees this rule would be a big first step to more days of clean air and reducing the haze that hangs over the Inland Empire.
The big part of this rule is that it sends a market signal to truck manufacturers that electric technologies are where they need to be going.
Some manufacturers, like Ford and General Motors, have expressed their support for an all-electric future, but several fuel groups were critical of the rule in public comments, saying it's moving too fast and that it discourages competition from other technologies like hybrid. O'Day says with this rule, Californians could expect approximately 300,000 trucks to be on the road by 2035, up from the 100 seen today. Now, that only represents 15% of the trucks in the state, which he says shows, if anything, the rule isn't strong enough, since we know we have to get most, if not all, diesel trucks off the road to meet state emissions goals.
Industry certainly has a vested financial interest in sticking with diesel technology, but that is not in the interest of public health or climate change.
He is optimistic the rule will pass and says after decades of research and development on electric technologies, the state is ready to begin the transition. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.